This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you need is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Express is all new and all about you with a fresh assortment of casual, versatile, and super comfortable styles. Express is a brand that encourages people to dream big and dress accordingly by providing a curated edit of high-quality pieces for day, night, and everything in between. Text VINE to 397-737 to receive $25 off your purchase. Best Fiends, engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download the Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. And Coors, these days everything is go, 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 nonstop. Hustle has taken over and it's a lot. If the pace of things is wearing you down, take a moment, pause, refresh yourself, and when you choose to turn off, reach for the one beer that's made to chill.
Who's on with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Caitlin Bristow's going to answer your question, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
All right, welcome to Grape Therapy. Your session is about to start. We have Bert and Ernie back together again. Cleo is in the house.
Woohoo!
I'm so excited. She got the good old nostril swab to get a negative test to come and do this podcast with me, even though we're still socially distancing and being smart about it. But thank you for doing that just so we can podcast. And you guys are going to really enjoy this one. One, because it's Cleo and I back together again. Two, she asked me some questions I did not think she was going to ask. You just really straight up went there.
I went for it today. And I'm like,
you really
I'm going to stop playing this like manager hat. And I want to get the dirt.
Yeah, you put on the friend hat today. And you got the dirt. We talk all about Dancing with the Stars because I cannot stop talking about it. So whether you like it or not, but you ask good questions, like questions everybody's wanting to know.
I went there.
You did.
I know what people want to know.
Yeah, you do. And you did. It was a really good interview. And we also talk about, what else did we talk? Oh, we did Q&As from listeners, which was really fun.
A really brief potential thinking of what's going to happen in The Bachelorette next week.
Yep. And it was just overall a good little hour of conversation. So we hope you enjoy.
It felt so good to have Bert and Ernie reunited.
And it feels so good. Okay, you're on, kid.
Oh, I am in heaven right now. First of all, I'm here with you.
Oh my gosh. This is the longest we've ever been apart since we were like 27.
Yeah, it's been. So it was last time we saw each other was in February. I was like, where's my
bean?
Oh
my gosh, yeah. February? That's so sad.
It's crazy. And then we're here podcasting. I got my rapid test.
Yes.
Now, every time I see you, I have to take a rapid test. I'm like, you're high maintenance.
I know. I feel so bad. Like, it's so crazy how strict. I mean, it's not crazy. It's actually impressive how strict dancing is with COVID rules.
Oh, we're going to get into all of the things, Dancing with the Stars. And I'm not going to... I might be a little like harsh with you. I'm just going to ask you the questions.
Okay.
And
Cleo, you don't know how to be harsh.
Well, I'm just saying right now, producer, please do not edit anything. Even if Caitlin asks.
What if I like accidentally toot?
No, I want to hear it.
Okay. So funny. Somebody like tweeted me the other day. And they clearly do not like follow me. They just have like learned about me from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, I listened to her podcast and the first thing that came out of her mouth was about farting. She is so classless. And I was like, you don't know me at all.
Yeah. It's like, welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Well, actually, I might just dive right into it.
Okay, let's do it.
Because talking about tooting, yeah. I have a few questions.
Is that seriously how we're starting another podcast? Yep. Speaking of toots.
Okay, first of all, Pino and Ramen, I love you so much. Oh, I'm going to take a picture.
They're being so cute.
Okay, so I just thought we'd go right into some rapid fire questions first.
Hey, okay, I love that.
Because let's switch it up. Yeah.
Jigs.
Okay, so have you ever danced with Artem and taken a whiff of yourself and you're like, I stink?
Yes. But you know what's
funny?
Would
you say anything to him?
No. Yes, I would, but it was just one time, and I was like, it was that stale spray tan sweat smell. You know when you get a fresh spray tan, and you're like, is that my armpits, or is that like a spray tan smell? That's what it was. It was like not cute, but he's so funny because Artem's very particular about smells. Like he doesn't like if something sat in the like wash too long, he can smell it right away, and he's like, oh, sweating's gross when you dance. And I'm like, oh no. Like sweating all over the place. But
oh my
God,
I feel like my confession is right now. It's like, I actually secretly love the smell of tanning and tanning when you sweat because it's like, it's stronger.
What?
Yes. I'm obsessed with that spray.
The dirty smell?
Like the spray tan smell.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like it?
Mm.
Everyone's always like, oh, I hate it. And I'm like, I actually love it. And then when you sweat, it smells.
Ew, I hate that smell.
Yeah, most people do.
Weird. It smells weird. Like a combination of sweat and like dead skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Love it.
Gorgeous.
Delicious.
Okay. Funny. Well, on to my next one. So if Artem hadn't been a dancer on this season, who would you have wanted to be paired with?
Probably either Val or Sasha, or I don't know. All of them are so good. I would have said Val before knowing all of them and seeing them all dance like firsthand.
Yeah.
But now I would Val just like to me, I'm so like, who's won the most mirrored balls? And Val
yes,
has.
Girl.
So I probably would have liked to be partnered with him.
With Val.
Yeah.
He is good.
Yeah, he's so good. They're all so good. It's insane. Like,
well, and it's interesting too. I hadn't seen Dancing with the Stars in so long, but so many of them are Russian.
Yeah.
So clearly someone was telling me it's either is it play hockey?
Yeah.
No, play hockey or go into dancing.
Yeah.
It's either or.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you told me that.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds like something I told you. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
No, they just seem like
they're very,
very
intense.
Strict.
Very intense.
Okay, so out of all the celebrities on Dancing with the Stars, if you had to pick someone that you would hang out with tonight, who would it be?
Oh, out of all the celebs?
Yeah, and obviously as friends.
I would probably choose, well, Anne, but I'm so sad she's gone. But I would have chose Anne because I've talked about this on my last podcast with Jason, is she's just the most unique soul I've ever met.
So you got to chat with her and
like on our Zoom meetings, she was always just on fire, and I was like, man, that's a girl I'd want to hang out with and like the show.
You know, I have an Anne story.
What?
So back in the day when I was serving at Cactus Club,
yeah,
I served her.
Nuh-uh.
So she was with her friend, but I didn't recognize her.
Yeah.
And you know when you meet people and you're like, I swear I know you and I've met you. And I looked at her and I was like, I know we've met before, and I don't know why. I just didn't drop it. Like the whole time I served her, and I was like, West fan? I'm like, I know we've met. I'm like, do I not look familiar to you? And I was like, I'm going to get it. And then when she left, one of the bussers was up and he's like, hey, like that was Anne Hesch. And I didn't know who it was. And she's like, but then I was like, oh my God, when I looked her up, I'm like 6 days and seven nights, which I had just seen that movie like a couple years ago.
That's so crazy.
But she never said who she was.
Was she joking around with you or was she kind of quiet?
It was funny because she definitely kept giving me a smirk, and and then I did end up dropping it because I'm like, okay, I feel like,
yeah, she's not.
She was like, no, I swear we haven't met. Because she did say, she's like, I swear we have never met.
That's so funny.
So when I saw her that she was on your season, I remembered it. I totally forgotten about that.
I just love her.
But she seemed great. And
she's amazing.
It was Too bad that she, it must be really hard now that people have to leave.
It sucks. It's literally, it just becomes so real and it's sad and you're like, oh, and they're just gone.
Does it like bring you back to the Bachelor days at all? It's like someone gets eliminated.
Yeah. And they just get in their car and they're gone. And you're like, bye forever. Probably never see you again.
Ever.
Yeah. It is. It's sad.
And it's a little unfortunate right now that you don't get to, obviously, because of COVID, you don't get to have those same relationships.
Yeah. But it is. I know, because that's
all about the competition anyways.
That is one thing, though, that makes me so sad is not being able to hang out with everybody, you know, like after the shows. And I know, I just, it is what it is. I'm just so happy it's happening anyways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yeah. So TBD, what'll happen next week?
Yes. Hey, quick second. You want to know something that's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It's almost as scary as that homemade elf costume your mom made you wear in junior high school. No, just me. Geico can't erase the memory of tripping down the hallway in oversized pointy shoes, but they could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Stop waking up at night in a cold sweat wondering what happened to that green onesie. Just switch to Geico and save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So, Caitlin, I've obviously never met Nelly, but it is it hot in her.
Pew, 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 pew. Oh. I am
getting so hot. I want to take my clothes off. Let's talk about Nelly.
Nelly is everything.
Oh my God. I never used to think anything about Nelly, and I swear I have the hugest crush on him now.
I know. He's just everything. He's just like, I just said this about Anne, so I'm going to say he's not super unique because I just said about Anne, but he is. He's just, his energy is so fun and he's so funny and he's so kind and like, he always says, don't call me Nelly, you call me Young Swivel. And he like does these hip moves and he's really thoughtful too. Like he got everybody gifts in their trailers. And when I was hurt with my ankle, he was like, no, not Caitlin. No. And I was like, oh my God, Nelly, we're friends. We're friends now.
Yeah. Cause what did he gift you in your trailer? It was that headband thing, right?
Yeah, it was this like to take your makeup off. It's like this big fluffy headband and a like really generous gift card to a skin place.
What?
Yeah, it's super nice.
And I think it's just like, I love it because I wouldn't have thought that about him.
I know.
Because you're like, he's the most social out of everyone.
Yes.
And I would have thought he would have been the most quiet.
Yeah, no, he's definitely the most social.
And is he taking this very seriously?
He is. It was so cute. Okay, so he, on our last show, he was talking, or he was waiting to get, like to see the results for the votes and see who goes home. And they panned to him and I was laughing backstage and I actually grabbed my heart and went, oh, because he did this shifty eye thing where he like, I guess people took it as, oh my God, he doesn't even care if he's there. They took it as an eye roll, but I was like, oh my God, he's so nervous. And so we had a Zoom call the other day for a meeting and he was like, I just wanted to apologize to everybody for my facial expressions. Like it showed that I didn't want to be here and I do, and I want to work hard and I want to apologize to my partner. And he's just so nice.
That is
freaking Nelly, man.
Freaking cute.
I just wanted to put a Band-Aid on his face, like for old time's sake.
Oh my God. That,
remember?
Yeah, that's right.
That's his thing.
Oh, well, Nelly, I'm a new fan. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always liked his music,
right,
but just him personally. And I did tell you this, and it was my favorite part when they were talking, it was like last week when they were talking about how, you know, it got emotional about Illinois and that he's doing it for everyone there. And then his dancer, his partner,
Daniela,
looks at him. She's so cool.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Oh, and she looks at him and she's like, oh my God. She's like, that's just so sweet. And then he looked at her and he's like, girl, please.
Yeah, he's like, you get out of here.
Get out of here. And he was so uncomfortable. And because it's like, he's like, no, I don't want to get emotional.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Nelly.
So funny.
Nelly.
No, you know what I figured out too? It's not Illinois. It was St. Louis.
Oh, sorry,
remember
St. Louis.
Song? You can find me in St. Louis.
Oh,
where
right.
We gonna play rain all day. Ba-da-da, some got jobs and some sell, yay. Others just smoke and all day. So good.
Keep going.
I actually don't know the rest of the song.
Okay, on to the next one. Who is your biggest competition?
Neve.
He's Neve
Schulman.
Who would have thought?
No. And People give, I think, him a hard time too, and me sometimes, like with a dance background, but because he, I think, studied some ballet, but it was like he also did it when he was five and whatever. But he is good. He's
muscle
really
memory, man.
Good. Yeah, I think Neve is going to be in like top three.
Okay, I think you need to put like a shit ton of Spade and Sparrows on his, like on Sunday, get him super hungover.
Good idea.
And then just like
that's
sabotage.
Yeah. No, that's karma. Then I'll lose for sure. I feel like this, like the whole experience has been so crazy because, and I said this to Jason too, is that I'm usually so competitive, but for some reason I'm like rooting for everybody.
It's weird. You've got a big heart of gold.
Do I
tell you that all the time? You do.
It's like half gold, half charcoal.
Half charcoal.
Half coal.
I know when it's charcoal. I'm like, okay, I'm going to back away. Yeah.
It's charcoal when I'm on my period.
Yes. Gold which the other you get times. Every 2 weeks, so.
I swear to God, I have it right now. Are you shocked? Swear to God. I swear to God, I always have my period. Yeah, and you know what? I actually looked at my period app, and it said, oh, I should probably say it started. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, P-Tracker. It says eight days until your period starts. So it's like, maybe I get two periods a month and I don't
I think
know
you
it.
Do. I truly think you get two periods a month.
Well, that's
I
not right.
I swear you have it every single time.
It's not okay.
No, you either have it or it's the hormones kicking in because you're going to have it in a week.
Right. God, I don't get a break.
Menopause. Where so, are you?
God,
that will be crazy for you.
Oh, cool. I can't wait.
Okay. So who's the most likely to have a hookup after the show?
I'm like trying to think of who's single, but I don't think anyone is.
Oh, really? Is everyone in a relationship?
Well, either the partner is or the celeb is.
Oh, yeah.
But like I just...
Okay, take everyone. Like imagine everyone was single.
Okay.
Who do you think has the most sexual chemistry?
Well, Gleb has sexual chemistry with everybody. I feel like every partner
I have sexual chemistry with him too.
I feel like every time he has a partner, it's like I think he just oozes some sort of chemistry. Like he's, but that shows that's a sign of a good partner too. But
yep.
I feel like every time I watch him dance with a partner, and it might be the choreography too. I don't know, but I
or
just
the
feel
abs
like he,
or the hair or the eyes.
Yeah, he's quite so. Nice looking.
All right, so Glevin, whoever he's with.
Yeah, any season, whoever he's with.
Oh, funny. This goes nicely into my next question.
Okay.
Mary Kill.
Okay.
Derek, Bruno, and...
Carrie Ann.
Hadn't put her in, but yes, let's do that.
Okay, oh man. I would... That's hard! I always say, okay... Make love, marry, or murder.
Okay.
I would murder Bruno.
Bye, Bruno.
But only because I have to pick one. I would marry...
Can we just talk about Bruno's energy, though? I freaking love
it's everything.
Oh,
it's
he is
everything.
Amazing.
I think that's why I chose him for that, because I'd be like, my energy, I would just try and match him at all time, and that would be exhausting. Carrie Ann, I would make love to, because I feel like she'd be a firecracker.
And then she's just sexy.
She's sexy and spicy.
Yeah, sexy and spicy.
Derek, I would marry because that would be a lifetime of fun TikToks.
Yes. I love seeing these like little moves on his TikTok. And
oh,
I'm like,
so good.
Just like those hip thrusts.
I know. Oh my gosh. Did you see Matt Cutchell's...
The one that you guys
now
did?
Here we go again. You said you want your freedom. And he's pelvis thrusting with all the cowboys.
No, I saw yours.
Oh, you have to see Matt's.
Oh, okay.
It's hilarious. And then Derek did one. It's so funny.
He'll be like, Matt, send us. Because is it on his IG or does he have to send it to us? Okay.
It's so funny.
Okay. I love it. And then so who do you think will get eliminated next week? I told you I wasn't going to be nice to you.
Oh, man.
So wait, a recap. The bottom two this week was obviously Anne Hesh, and then remind me who was the second one.
Okay.
Oh yeah, because there was a mix-up.
And it was Monica, which I would have, that really shook me. I was like, what? Monica was in the bottom two?
Because she did way better than last week.
She was so great.
Did you hear anything about the mix-up?
No. Well, they had a Zoom meeting to apologize because it was obviously someone said something and Tyra's like someone gave Tyra the wrong information, and they just apologized because obviously they don't. So even myself, I was like, did they do that for ratings or like, do people get people? But they were like really upset about it. It felt really terrible. So I don't know what happened. I still don't know what happened.
Because who was the bottom two that it looked
well,
like
it was?
Well,
it was Chrishell, Gleb.
Oh, Chrishell and Gleb.
What's her? Oh my God. How am I? Vernon Davis and PETA. And Anne and Keo. So now the only reason I'm like, okay, well, maybe Monica is going home next is because of that. Because they said she was in the bottom two. But that just doesn't make any sense to me. Because I don't know. I really like Monica. She's such a doll.
Really?
Yeah. She's so sweet. She like gave me these compression socks to help my ankle. And she just feels like.
Oh, that's
yeah,
motherly?
Yeah. She's like got a motherly feel. I really like her. Yeah. I really like her.
Yes, Monica. Take
and they
care
have
of
such
girl.
Cheer has such a big fan base. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm only saying Monica because she was in the bottom two last
twice.
Time.
Well, twice.
Twice.
Because I'm pretty sure she was in the bottom two before.
No.
Oh, she wasn't. Uh-uh. Oh, okay.
No, it was Carol and Anne.
Oh, and oh, it was Anne that was in the bottom two twice. Okay, so we'll see. We'll have to see. But I like that she's taking good care of you. So hopefully
she's
she sticks
so
around.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. Let's take a minute and talk about clothes. There are a lot of really cute clothes in my closet that I love looking at and love the way I look in them. But sometimes no matter how good you look, you're just plain uncomfortable when you're wearing something that isn't made to fit you properly. To feel confident and good in your clothes and actually feel like your best self, you have to look good and feel good too. Comfort is key. One site that is my go-to for clothes that makes me feel both confident and comfortable at the same time is Express. If you haven't checked out their website recently, first of all, you need to go and get on it because they have a fresh assortment of casual, versatile, and like I said, super comfortable styles. And you will without a doubt find something you love because there's everything from those work from home Zoom meetings to a little sexy top you can throw on for a date night or a girls' night. I got a bunch of staple pieces last time I was shopping on their site, but I really need to order some tops from them too. I was just checking out their sheer lace mock neck top that I think would be great for the fall. I love shopping for the fall. They also have denim, like their super soft luxe comfort denim. I got a denim onesie that's really cute and essential pieces that make it really easy to get dressed in the morning. I love how versatile their styles are, and because a lot of things on their website are perfect for both dressing up for work and going out to dinner or hanging out with friends, you can pretty much dress anything up or down to get the look you're going for. So go check out their website and their Instagram, and you can also text Vine to 397-737 to receive $25 off your purchase.
Okay, so actually, speaking of, because people were like, did it really happen?
Uh-huh.
I've been reading a lot of comments, and I know that a lot of people commented on your ankle and even a lot of people asked me and they're like, hey, like, is Caitlin's ankle like a real thing or is the show playing that up?
Yeah.
So yes, maybe you want to address that.
I know. I feel so bad when people think like I would ever do something like that just for like, I get I come from the world of bachelorette drama, but like that was devastating for me. Like,
oh, yeah,
absolutely devastating. So yeah, it was, I mean, I could not put weight on it. I couldn't. And I had to take a cortisone shot and have a doctor come like tell me. And he cleared me to dance. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to.
And cortisone shots are, they're serious.
Oh, no joke.
You don't do that.
No.
No
joke.
To play it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you, let's say you had to take a week off, mm-hmm. does that mean that you automatically get eliminated?
Yeah, you can't take a week off.
Yeah, no. Like then that's it.
With the, I had to take a couple days off and that like killed me because then I only had 2 days to learn the rumba for Moana for Disney week.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Thank God we figured that out. But yeah, it was, if the doctor said I couldn't dance, I would have been out of the competition. That's why I was bawling my eyes out.
Even if you said no, I'll just like stick it through.
Right. Because
really?
I guess it really depends on the MRI results at the end of the day. So if the MRI results said there was a fracture or a break, yeah, I would have had to quit.
That would have been the most devastating thing ever for you.
I wouldn't have understood it. I would have been like, I would have not believed in the power of the universe anymore. I would have been like, why?
Well, do you feel like that you're dancing differently now because of your ankle?
Well, I just feel like I literally put my heart and soul into every dance that I do. And like, I feel like I'm the happiest person in the world when I'm out there.
You're just glowing.
Ugh.
Your eyes are sparkling. It's like,
I just live to be out there.
And then, so like when you practice, do you tape your ankles now or no?
Yeah. I tape my ankles and now my shoulder.
Just tape it all.
Yeah. But it's funny because I see so many people are taped up now and that like it's just part of it.
Well, I don't know if you remember, and I told you my mom, because my mom's so excited. Yeah. And she's like, just the one thing, there's always one person that gets injured on the show. She's like, make sure Caitlin takes care of herself. And then after it was the second week hadn't even happened and you messaged me.
Oh my God.
And I was like, no way this isn't happening. No, already no. Too.
I seriously.
What happened?
Oh, I have no idea. I think it was just wearing heels. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also have a little bit of scoliosis, and I think that threw my hip off, and the hip was out of line, which hurt my knee. So my knee started hurting first, and then it went down into my ankle, and all the pressure was just on my ankle. And it was, I still think I'm only okay because I'm masking the pain with painkillers right now. Like, I don't think my ankle is actually okay. I think I'm just on painkillers. But you know what?
You're just going to get through. Hey, cheers to that.
It is what it is. And it's not the kind of, people are going to be like, you shouldn't drink on painkillers. But it's not the kind, first of all, I'm only having one glass. But second of all, it's not the kind that like knocks you out. Like I can take it before practice. And then practice, it's an anti-inflammatory. So.
Caitlin, be serious with me. Have you been drinking every night?
No.
For sure?
No.
What have you been drinking?
I have a glass of wine and then a shot of tequila and then a few more shots of tequila and then I pass out and then I wake up and I take more tequila.
Oh, God. We have the best. We were watching before this podcast. We watched the best like little YouTube is Diego Goes to the Doctor.
Yeah. And have to look it up.
You should put it on your Off the Vine on maybe IGTV.
We should put on Spade and Sparrows because
1,000%.
Yeah. It's about drinking.
I wish Diego was a person so we could send them like 100 bottles of Spade and Sparrows.
I wonder if Diego is based off of a real person. He's a puppet and he is freaking hilarious. The first time I ever saw Diego was my dad sent me a video of Diego gets coffee. And I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. And then, so if anybody wants or has like 10 minutes, go watch Diego gets coffee first because you'll be like, that's funny. And then watch Diego goes to the doctor because it's hilarious.
And I'll just say one thing is my favorite thing. So he goes like, do you drink? He's like, no. Are you sure? And he's like, no, we'll have one glass of wine. And then he's like, oh, that's healthy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sticking to that. I have my wine every single day. We're having the Pinot Grigio Spade and Sparrows right now.
So good.
And it is just going, the problem is it just goes down too smooth.
I know.
And so I have to just like really watch it when I open a Spade and Sparrows bottle.
It is a problem. Like it's so good. No, it's a good problem. But we were just up, out at the pool and it's so hot out there and we came back and we're like, oh, a nice frosty glass.
And we put it in the freezer before.
Oh, so good.
That's the best. When you know you're going to have it and you put it in the freezer half an hour before, that's the key.
Yeah. And sometimes I put a little, a couple blueberries in mine.
Oh.
Sometimes I actually put a little, if I'm like if I'm going to go up to the pool and have a little casual cocktail, I will put Pinot Grigio with a tiny bit of sparkling water and blueberries in it. It's so good.
Oh my God. Like a blueberry spritzer.
Yeah.
Just a hint of blueberry.
Just a hint.
Oh, I'm going to try that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I do drink every day too.
It's
now. So bad. I didn't before I met you.
Well, ow! Don't blame me! It is okay to have a glass of wine every day.
Yeah. Exactly. It is.
If you ask me.
It absolutely is.
And I am a doctor.
Dr. Bristow.
Yeah.
Oh, that has a good sound to it.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like someone I wouldn't want to go to.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Great Therapy. You're listening to Off the Vine, Great Therapy.
Okay, so on Tuesday on Off the Vine, Jason's mom said that your biggest competition was Johnny Weir.
Yes.
Which I know that you said Neve, and I know that a few people have said Johnny. What do you think?
Well, I mean, talk about dance background. That guy is like a badass Olympic figure skater, and he can dance on figure skates. He's a really cool guy. He's just, I love his outlook on life. I think he's just happy to be here, and obviously he's a good dancer. So yeah, he's for sure competition too.
Have you talked to him at all? Like in terms of, because what I always wonder is like, everyone's like, oh yeah, he has a dance background. I wonder how different it is without the ice.
Oh, I'm like, sure. I feel like so much harder. I mean, right?
Yeah, just different because you're so used to one way.
Plus you're learning figure skating moves. You're not learning cha-cha arms and like head positions for a ballroom style. Like it's all just so different. We're all, even if anyone on the show has dance background, we're all learning new things.
Yeah, ballroom dancing.
And it's so different and so hard. It's so hard.
For sure. No, yeah.
It's hard on the body.
It's so much dancing.
It's so much dancing, and like you're constantly in these unusual positions that you know, like just every day. It's so hard, but obviously I just love every second of it.
Okay, so we have Johnny and we have
Johnny, Neve, and Jeannie Mai.
Oh yeah, Jeannie's awesome.
Yeah.
She seems really fun. Like she just seems really fun.
Yeah, she is.
And then one question that, like, in terms of, like, when you're watching from the balcony.
Yeah.
Is it very accurate to, like, if you were to watch it back? Or is it hard to see from up there?
No, it's very accurate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can see, like, right away, like, oh, that was a good dance.
Yes.
This one was.
Okay. And we get to see it all in dress rehearsal first and then on the show.
And so have any of the judges' scores for the couple surprised you?
Because
I actually feel like they've been hard on Johnny. And I'm
they
sure
have been hard on Johnny.
I think it's because they're like, okay, this is like a little unfair.
Right. Yeah, you're right. They have been a little bit hard on Johnny. I think they've been kind of hard on everybody.
Yeah.
I
feel like they've been hard on you. I'm like, I look at him like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And then they're like, yeah, it was good. Just make sure you wear the right shoes or whatever. And
yeah.
I'm like, what? I'm like, that's what you're focusing on?
I know. It's so part of the show. I don't know. I honestly take all the judges' feedback so seriously, because I want them to know I'm listening to everything they say, no matter if it's about shoes or point your toes a little harder or we want to see you do something different. Like, I'm like, I will take that feedback to heart and like work my ass off on it next week, because I want them to see that I listen.
Okay, so last week the one piece of feedback, constructive feedback, yeah, that I thought was really good is like they did say that your dances have been very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like next week is going to be like a little something different?
It's so different.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited
because
to see.
Because Cha-Cha, I started off like fiery Cha-Cha with such a fast like Lady Gaga song, and it was like really like flashy and fun. And then Rumba is a slower Cha-Cha, but it was very lyrical the way I danced it. And then my other two have been very lyrical-ish, like mm-hmm. ballroom style, like of the elegance. And
I'm sure Artem did some choreography too with your foot that was like...
For sure.
Right? And like you can't just go in there and learn a whole bunch of new stuff when you've been in pain and you don't have time to rehearse.
Right. So yeah, this week we are bringing it. They wanted to see something different.
It's
they're
be
going
hot.
To get it. They're
drop the mic.
It. Yeah, it's good. I'm really excited.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's crazy to be so excited to watch something every week, because I haven't had that in forever. And it really makes like your whole week so different.
That's why I was so excited about coming on now in this weird time, because it's like, okay, yeah, it sucks. There's no live audience, and sucks that Jason can't come or you can't yeah. come be in the live audience or like can't have people in my trailer. But the fact is like, it's kind of we're dancing for people at home
yeah.
who want just a little hour of magic in their life or 2 hours, whatever it is. And I just love knowing that like, that show brings smiles to people's faces.
What's so positive. It's yeah. so uplifting. And dancing, it,
yeah.
it's just like, it makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the music. I will say AJ's last performance, I like was like, Backstreet Boys, yes!
Oh, we were all fangirling in the yes. balcony. It's like everyone. I mean, Backstreet Boys are iconic. They're just absolute, like Derek said, they're legends. And so the fact that we were like all just like, you know, not many of us in the ballroom, just getting a private concert right there. It was so fun. It was so fun. And you don't see this, but on TV, like, okay, the fire goes off, but you don't hear the loud bangs and this. And in the balcony, you hear everything. And it's like, whoa, it just feels like you're like, we are live.
Whoa, that's crazy. I didn't think about it, but you legit just got almost like a private AJ slash Backstreet Boys concert
show. Yeah, it's amazing.
God, we went to Backstreet Boys in Vegas, and
Isn't that so fun?
Oh, it was amazing.
Probably one of the most fun I've ever had at a concert. One of the most fun times.
It was incredible. And we had great seats, and I literally, because Nick came out, remember, and he was two rows ahead of us.
We were like 12-year-old girls reaching for him.
I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
Nick! Oh my God, I almost touched him.
I still do, but I just love you.
I know.
Okay, so sorry, I digress, but going back to Jason's mom. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You kill me.
What?
So on Tuesday morning, I'm getting all of these links. Of course, Caitlin does some press, and the headlines, everything is like, Caitlin Jason wants
Caitlin
to poke
her. Jason's condom. I will.
I'm like, so is. First of all, is Mama Jason excited for when she gets grandbabies? And please tell me about this whole condom poking fiasco.
Another, I always have to bring up funny tweets, but another girl was like, whoa, dump that psycho to Jason.
I mean, I total, get it.
Total psychotic move. I wasn't serious. I will not actually poke holes in his condom. I will just ask him politely to please...
I meant to ask Jason, but now I'll ask you. What did he say when he read those headlines?
It doesn't faze him anymore.
For sure.
Like a year ago, Jason would have been like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And now he's like, ha, ha, oh, that's classic.
That's my girl.
Yeah. It's just so funny what they pick up for headlines. Because like what I was getting at is obviously I want to start a family with Jason, which
for
is
sure.
A much nicer way of putting it. But God.
That's why I freaking love you so much too.
I'm just like,
that's a Caitlin way of putting it.
Yeah. All right. Quick question. You know, the feeling that you get when you're just drawn to your phone. I think we can all relate to that. And you keep telling yourself just a few more minutes before I put it away. Well, sometimes you're on Instagram, Twitter, or the old TikTok, but lately, like me, you might have found yourself off the social media apps and looking through the Best Fiends leaderboard to see where you stand. Best Fiends is truly boredom's absolute worst nightmare because the people who use it, including me, cannot put it down. And if you don't believe me, it has 100 million downloads and counting, with more levels, events, and new challenges being added all the time. So if you are worried you get to level 3004 and run out of fun levels to go through, don't worry, you won't. I'm only a few hundred levels deep. I say only, like it's not a big deal. I've literally devoted hours to this game, and there is still so much more in store every time I open the app. I love the feeling when I finally beat a level, and I've been working on it for days. That rush, truly priceless. I also love opening the game when I just need a few minutes to de-stress and take my mind off everything going on in my life and the world around me. I've been doing it while I get my hair and makeup done for dancing. It's a great escape. There's always another update, whether it's more levels to challenge yourself or fun changes to the game based on feedback they've gotten. Serious warning here, you'll likely become obsessed. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Okay, so now I want to brag about my dancing queen for a bit.
Okay.
So first of all, speaking of Jason, what a beautiful dance. And it must have meant so much to dedicate that to Jason and for it to come out so perfectly flawless, which I knew it would. Mm. And you got the first 9 of the season.
I know, that was...
Boom.
I got the first 8 of the season, too, the week before that.
Oh, it was the... Yes, that's right. First 8, first 9.
Well, I can't damn get the first
sky.
10. I know.
Damn, Sky. You
damn, Sky. Why do you have to dance so beautifully?
But that's so exciting. So when
she's such a Polly Pocket. I just want to put her in my pocket. She's such a cute little tiny dancer.
And I actually did cry.
Oh, I cried. Oh, I cried. Because that's... I mean... Something I can relate to is losing a best friend at such a young, actually exactly the same age. Mm-hmm. And so I really just was like, oh my gosh, this is going to affect you forever. And it was just so nice because I don't know, she liked it, was able to talk about a foundation that was important to him and she danced beautifully and it was just so sweet. But yeah, she got it. I can't believe she got a 10 and 2 9s. That was so exciting. Like the whole ballroom just like erupted with excitement because you're like, whoa, we just saw 10.
It's crazy too. God, I have goosebumps all over. Oh. But it must be crazy too for you guys when you get to dedicate that. Like
Yeah.
Do you feel like you notice a difference? Like, do you think about it when you're dancing, or are you so focused on the actual being live, next step? Like, what's going through your head?
I go in and out. So at the beginning, because we get to see those, I don't see the packages that they run until I'm standing there on the dance floor. Like when they're like, this one's for you, Jason. And I see everything that I said. I don't see that.
So they run it through. So you see it.
I see it right before I start dancing.
Okay.
And so I saw that and I was like, oh my God, this is so special. And I kind of like was in the moment there where I was like thinking about him. And then as soon as I start dancing, I was like, holy shit, what's the next move? Okay, turn, and this. And like thinking about arm, and Artem says, do this on the arm and look here. And I'm thinking about that. And then once I get through the first like 20 seconds and it's going well and I know I'm comfortable in the dance, then I can think back about other things again.
Yeah, and once it kind of wraps up.
Yeah, like when I did this one move where I did like this reach, and you always have focus points of where the cameras are. So Artem will be like, when you reach on this one part, look into the camera. Mm-hmm. And so on that part, I was like, oh my God, he's just watching me reach into the camera right now. Like, it's fun. Oh, I love it so much.
Oh, and Jason teared up when he saw it. Like, that must be crazy for him.
Yeah.
To see that too, and to have that dance dedicated to him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, he was just so happy.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Cute. Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm not going to talk about Dancing with the Stars anymore because now we still have to leave a little bit to the imagination.
Okay.
But I feel like we really spilled it all.
And I will continue to spill it all. There's really,
I love watching you dance. It's the best.
It's so different from like Bachelor World, obviously, because there's so much behind the scenes that people don't see, but really there's not a lot of, like, they don't show a lot of our rehearsal stuff, which I wish they did because it's so funny and fun, but I'm sure that will, the less couples there are, and hopefully I'm one of those couples moving on, that you'll see more of our rehearsals and stuff.
I know you'll think I'm so biased, but like you belong on that dance floor. I really think you're going to go so far.
I freaking hope so. I like never want it to end.
No.
I never want it to end.
I feel like it's going to be really hard for you when this is done because.
Yeah.
I mean,
even if I, please Lord, please win the mirror ball, I'm going to be so sad when it's over. Like, I just love, I mean, I really love when my rehearsals are in the morning because I just wake up and I'm like, I'm going to go dance.
It's incredible.
I'm just going to go dance.
It's like your true passion. And I actually almost feel like I didn't realize it or how much of a passion it was until I've really gotten to talk to you and see you since you've been on the show.
Yeah.
And see how much happiness it truly brings you, and it's incredible.
Yeah, that's what one of my vinos who I've become friends with, Kate's, that's what she says. She's like, I mean, I knew you were a dancer, but like now you can really truly see your passion for it.
And oh, I'm, yeah,
like,
there's no hiding that.
I just can't. I'm just like, I mean, I'm just, can I be on cloud nine when it's not about love? Or is cloud nine mean being in love?
You're asking the
wrong
girl.
I'm asking the wrong person.
I'm like, yes, of course you can.
Yeah. Cloud nine. I'm just so happy.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so now you have found love from The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
You realized your childhood dream by being a host, aka this podcast.
Yes.
You started a couple companies of two things that you truly love.
Yeah.
Wine and scrunchies. And you also released your first song this year that made it to the top charts.
Crazy.
Freaking crazy. And now you get to compete in the most fun dance competition in North America.
Yes.
So what is next? Like, here is, you're trying to put this out in the universe because it's crazy. Like, you and I are such believers of putting things out in the real universe. And I think you are a true example that it can happen.
It's crazy.
So what do you think is next?
Well, Jason was in Chipotle the other day. And I saw a card reader just sitting outside, a psychic medium card reader. And I was like, $10. It's a hell of a deal. I'm going to go see what you have to say about my future.
How many of these readers have you seen in 2020?
So many. And she was just this little, like, I don't know, like, crystal ball reader on the side of a street. Like, no idea who I am. She has no idea. And I walked up to her and I was like, she said to me, do you want to know bad? If I pull out bad cards, or like, do you want to know good and bad? And I said, yes. And which is, I don't know why I said that, because I really don't want to know bad.
Same.
I just said yes. I was like, I kind of want to know.
You're a daredevil like this.
I was so scared. And she just like started pulling all these cards and asking what deck I was like energized by. And I really did feel drawn to this one deck. And she started flipping all these cards and she was talking. And I talked about this a little bit last time, but she was just saying like something crazy was going to happen in November on TV for me. And she said, I'm going to have 2 kids and that it's going to happen like soonish.
Twins.
Oh my God, I'd be so happy. And she also said like things about my last relationship and things about my family. And so I'm like, but when she said 2 kids and soonish, I was like, that is probably what will happen next.
2021.
What is that? Oh my gosh, it's October. Yeah, 2021.
When you get pregnant, 2022 is when you have the babies.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got to start poking those holes in the condoms.
I mean, and obviously I always think about this too, where I'm like, I know so many people who have suffered miscarriages or can't get pregnant. And like, I can't even put myself in that position to think about how hard and devastating that would be. So I'm like, I mean, I can only hope to be so lucky
yeah.
that it does happen for me. Cause it's like, I say that, but like, you, I don't know.
It.
I'm also, I'm going to be 36 probably when it happens. And I can only hope.
No, it is crazy because it's true. You don't know anything now that we know so many people that have gone through it. And I never knew how
common
miscarriages were. And so I think that it makes us in a bit in like the older age category more aware and realize that it might take longer. But I mean, you froze your eggs, which is amazing, and I'm looking to do that now too.
You have to.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I told you, but I saw how like my egg count.
Oh,
so I didn't even know that you could do that. But they see like how many eggs you have left, and I was like off the charts. I have so many.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
But it's still like quality over quantity,
right?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But
that's even same thing with me freezing my eggs. Know. Like I still don't know if that's gonna work. That's not like a guarantee.
True.
It's not like, oh, it's okay, I have my eggs frozen.
That's crazy because I don't think as a young age you ever think about that.
No.
Growing up, I just thought, oh, you want to get pregnant and you have a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, well, I think too, more and more people are now open about talking about it. And that's why I got so fired up about the Chrissy Teigen thing when people were giving her backlash. I mean, she can do anything and people will hate her for it. But the fact that she shared openly about losing a child and people said, you want to keep that to yourself or that's private. I was like, you sickos. Like, here is a woman who you probably don't know what that's like to lose a child. The people that are commenting on it. If you did, you wouldn't say that. And here's someone who are you to say how somebody grieves a loss and to just because she's a celebrity, she should feel more alone. Like maybe she needs all of the thoughts and prayers. Maybe she needs everyone to send her positive vibes and here are people just trolling for her. I was so mad.
Oh.
I don't even know her. And I'm like, I will go to war for you.
Oh, I was with you on I'm with you on that because that was just so devastating. And I really think I think like it's just really sad and you lose a little bit of hope in humanity when something like that happens and that you can negatively impact anything to do with that situation is incredible. And I give it to her because to share something like that, like the amount of vulnerability is huge.
Oh my gosh.
And I think that those things is like help so many people in so many different ways that you can't even imagine. People that have gone through that can relate or that maybe that's what she needs at that moment and she needs those people to reach out to
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
Who are we to judge that?
No. That made me sick. It made me be like, because I and I said this on last podcast, I've just been so overwhelmed with the amount of kindness I've been receiving from being on the show. And I'm like, I started to have a little hope. And then seeing that, I was like, oh, no. The world is shit. Everybody's mean. That made me sick to my stomach.
I feel like that was as bad as it literally got. And what is it about her getting so much hate? I don't understand
because
it.
I do.
Because they're jealous.
Yeah, because she's this powerful,
funny.
Independent, funny, beautiful, secure, confident woman who's happily married with 2 healthy babies. And people don't like that. But that's because, you know, obvious reasons.
Really? Yeah, I agree. Like that for me too was really hard to watch. And I remember seeing those posts and like just like feeling so much for her. And then seeing those comments, I commented back.
I was like, I said to this one woman, I'm like, who the hell do you think you are? Like, do better.
Absolutely. And this is, it's like, it's such a trickle effect on so many different levels that you don't even realize it. It's so symbolic of, like, I feel like where we are at with social media, and that we have, I haven't seen it yet, but isn't it the social?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, I need to watch that because it's like, it's crazy. And I heard that a lot of these founders that started these massive social media companies are starting to realize like what they've created and the power that it gives people to a platform, essentially, to just be able to attack other people or to use it for the wrong reasons. And it's interesting times.
But they need to do a documentary on how it's opened up doors for charities for you know, like, I always think I'm always like devil's advocate. Like, I watch a show on, like, okay, Carol Baskin, for example, I'm like, right, but that's a Netflix show where they're trying to convince you. Shows about aliens, which I do believe in, but like, they're trying to convince you. You can watch any show on a conspiracy theory and be like, whoa, and it makes you think. But then they could do it the other way, and, you know, you could think about it in a different way. It's just whatever you watch.
Yeah, it is crazy. And the conspiracy theories, I feel like I've never heard those two words more than ever now. It's like everyone has a conspiracy theory about everything. Last one, I mean, I know you don't like to talk politics, but like, did Trump actually get the virus and all this stuff? And it's just like, and it is so true. It's like everything is being questioned now. And I feel like it just shows, like, it's just a sensitive times right now. I think this year has just been insane. Exactly.
I think it's just such sensitive times, but also like, whether you like Trump or hate him, the fact that he can downplay a disease that has killed people, again, pissed me off. You cannot downplay, like, that poor woman who lost her husband, the Broadway actor, who she was by his side for 95 days as he, like, was going to have to get his leg amputated, and the sickness was taking his life. And she's like, and he's now downplaying it because it didn't affect him. Like, that's just, and I really don't like talking about politics, but that was just so dismissive and awful to say while people have not had the helicopters and the COVID cocktails to bring you back to life. Like, of course it wasn't as hard for you.
And that's beyond politics. It's not about politics. It's about human life.
All right, let's talk about one of my favorite things to do whenever I have the chance, and that is chill out. Why it is so important to find time to chill out and relax? Well, life today is a lot. There's so much going on, not only in our day-to-day, but also in the world around us. So it's really, really important when you have the chance to stop and chill out that we do so. And the best way to do that is by cracking open a mountain cold Coors Light, because it was literally made to chill. I've been crazy busy lately, and it feels like things are pretty much nonstop, so I absolutely love when I have a chance to sit down on the couch or outside in a socially distanced hangout and crack open a Coors Light. If you don't already know, the mountains on the bottles and cans even turn blue when your beer is cold, reminding you that it's time to chill. Such a great way to reset and take a minute for yourself. Coors Light was born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, and it is always refreshing, crisp, and get this, only 102 calories. It's time to take some time for yourself, people, and Coors Light is right there to help you do that. Brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so you know it'll be chill. And that's why Coors Light is the one I choose when I need a moment to chill. So when you want to reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. You can have Coors Light delivered.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By going to get.coorslight.com and finding local delivery options near you. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Great therapy.
Hello, Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said, Mr. Worldwide, Armandito Cristian Perez. I had to use the real name. Why? Because now it's the podcast. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Flow to the rider.
Woo! I don't even know if you know how much they play you around the world or anywhere, my brother.
No matter how much bread we make, dog, we can't take it with us. No matter how many houses, cars, whatever we acquire, can't take it with us. With that said, anything we make is always to give back, dog.
Why are we starting a podcast? Well, it's real simple. With the times that we're living in right now in the world, I think you need to be motivated, inspired, educated, aware, positive. So what I'm here is just to motivate the world and let them know when we talk, we call a spade, so you're going to hear the truth. So I look forward to the podcast. I look forward to showing y'all, teaching y'all how to take it from a negative to a positive. So get ready. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcast, Podcast One, and Spotify.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
You know, today's all about dancing and having fun. Yes. And what did you think of your do dance surprise?
Oh my gosh, you guys are the cutest. I mean, when it comes to having a team, I'm just like, how did I get so lucky? Because you know, so many people come off either a reality show or are in this like biz, and it's so hard to find people you trust, not only trust, but get along with and love and become like, I don't know, like a little family. And I'm like, I have the best team. I have the best freaking team. And it was just so cute to get a little dance surprise because, I mean, I'm obviously so busy right now, which I feel like I'm always busy. But right now, especially
this
like
is next level.
It's next level. And I feel like I can't like concentrate on other things. And so I felt bad for giving out more responsibilities and being like, I can't really do this right now. And
no, then, but that's what we're here for.
And then you guys come around and you're like, okay, how about we just launch this insanely beautiful collection and show you support? And I'm like, you angels.
Well, it was crazy. I mean, your August, it was insane. I felt so bad. We had like podcasts recorded, plus like all of like, you need to pick out this next collection that's going to be for winter. Like there was so much going on, and we tried to do as much work as possible because we knew.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't really know what your schedule was going to look like. And we're like, what if you can't work at all?
Right.
And so it was it was fun because it was really awesome to see how excited the team was. And yeah, they're like, okay, like we really want to show her like our support for dance. Like let's do a dance collection. Let's do a new product. And,
yeah.
And it was, they enjoyed it so much.
So
and you know what? It is good too, because they got to like be like, oh, well, we get to pick these fabrics. And
I literally
so
say this every time, but it's my favorite collection. And I was like, damn it, I had nothing to do with it.
So get out of the way, Caitlin.
Yeah. Maybe I'll sit the next one out too. Just kidding. But no, I love it. It's so perfect. And I love that. I mean, it's so funny because we're doing 80s week this week for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
And scrunchies are obviously just such a huge part of 80s fashion. And so I'm like, it's so fun. I'm like, I'm going to dance 80s and wear my own scrunchies. And I get to talk about my
That's
scrunchie
amazing.
Line. And it's just been so much fun.
Well, the one part that we were a little like, we're like, oh my God, because Caitlin's always, you are so good about, like your personality just comes through, and you have like the best names for each collection and the product. And we're like, how are we going to name the collections without our little bean? And then all of a sudden, like I looked at the list that they sent over, and how good were those names?
So good. Everything's
perfect.
They get
you now.
Yeah.
We're becoming one.
I agree. I was reading the names of the scrunchies and just the on point name for the collection. I was like, you friggin' geniuses. It's so good.
I love like the too, too much attitude.
It's so good.
Or baby's corner.
Baby's corner.
It's bitch plies.
Bitch plies. It's so good. Like, it's,
yeah, they nailed it. I think they
nailed it.
So much love into this one too, because they wanted to make sure that you liked it, because usually you would approve it. So right. now it's like a little bit scary. You're right. like, you're just putting it out in there in the world without having your approval, but they killed it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's perfect. It's literally perfect. I'm so, and the scrunchies are stunning.
They look so good.
They're so good.
They are stunning.
Yeah.
So you've been rocking them in your stories. They look amazing.
Oh, I love it. Love it
okay. So I have a few questions because I did post that I was going to be asking you some questions. So I have a couple more questions. But before we get on to that, crazy thing.
What?
Bachelorette is now going to be launching next week. I'm like, I can't wrap my head around this. Monday, Dancing with the Stars. Tuesday, Bachelorette. What do you think is going to happen? Because I'm confused.
I'm so confused. I have no idea what's going to happen.
So you don't know?
No.
I meant to ask you that earlier.
I mean, I talked to Claire and I still don't know. So obviously, she can't say anything.
Yeah,
but like,
Yeah.
So her lips are sealed. Have you ever seen that movie? I forget what it is. Amanda Bynes. And she goes, yeah, my lips are seals. And I feel like that's such a Cleo thing to say. And she like does like a
wait, is that?
My lips are seals. But yeah, she's what I think my prediction is that she maybe talked to this guy before. She knew he was casted on her season. They really hit it off over social media. Then they met in person. It was like love at first sight. And she was like, can't go on with the season. This is my person. And which is crazy because then I put myself in that position. I'm like, yeah, that must be nice.
Sounds glorious.
Yeah. But then they're probably like, wow, okay, this is 2020 and the world is upside down anyways. So might as well do another two Bachelorette stunt, but not putting them against each other. And then I think they bring in Tayshia. Again, this is all speculation, allegedly, as the Lady Gang says. And then I think Tayshia comes in and like, who knows what happens there? I haven't heard any rumors about if she finds somebody. I don't know. I don't know anything.
It's what I found interesting was they've been promoting it for next week mm-hmm. and it's only Claire, which I was surprised.
Well, yeah, because I don't think they've ever really, I don't know if they've ever, if ABC has ever said Tayshia is our new Bachelorette. So I mean, obviously we've seen her on set or she was gone for a while or whatever, but I think, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I wish I knew more. I even sent some of the producers text messages and I was like, look, I'm back with ABC, okay? I'm in a contract. Tell me what happened.
I'm tight.
And they were like, yeah, right, Caitlin. Your lips are not seals.
Smart, ABC. Very smart.
Touché. I get
too
it.
Too good.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I'm excited to watch it. I'm curious to see. And I was just wondering if, not, you know, I shouldn't encourage you to spill anything, but I was just wondering what you thought was going to happen. And that's what I think happens too. But
I'm also so curious how.
So you will be watching the season.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I can't wait to do recaps because it's so fun. Like, first of all, the fact that Dancing with the Stars took The Bachelorette's place on Monday nights is crazy. So it's so fun that I get to like, I'm going to request Tuesday nights off and say, can I please rehearse in the mornings? Because I got to watch.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited. Dance Mondays and then tune in for Bachelorette Tuesdays.
And Bachelorette's always better than Bachelor because women got the power.
And Claire and Tayshia, if the rumors are true, are two such strong females that I'm like, yes, more of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love it.
You know, I probably should have vetted these beforehand.
Oh, God.
As I read the first question.
What was it?
But I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
Who is your least favorite person on Dancing with the Stars?
I honestly don't have one. I keep wanting to, like, you know, like, think there's someone I could be like, ooh, competitor or like, nah. I love everyone.
Okay.
I genuinely love every person on the show. Like, there's not even one where I would be like,
you really have only said the most amazing things about everyone.
Love everyone.
Let's ask you again in 5 weeks.
Okay.
When the stakes are higher, because I know you'll still be on there.
Sure.
What's your favorite and least favorite thing about Artem?
My favorite thing. My favorite thing about Artem is how much he loves his family. It's the cutest thing. It makes my ovaries burst. I want to like, My baby fever is at an all-time high. Call the doctor.
Call the doctor. I want to be an auntie.
Yeah. He's so proud and loving, and he just like speaks so highly of how Nikki is a mom. And And just like how perfect Mateo is. Like, he's just obsessed. It's so cute. And I love hearing about it. So I love when men just like brag about their partner and just want to show baby photos.
It's
like,
incredible.
It's so great. There's so many things I really like about Artem. He's much more patient than I thought he was going to be. He's funny. And the thing I don't like, not that I don't like it about him, I just wish he was like, let's do TikToks and Instagram videos. But also we both just like go in and we're like, let's dance. So I wish he didn't. I don't know if he doesn't like social media, but I wish he wanted to be on it more.
You guys are all business once enter.
Yeah, exactly.
Those doors of the dance floor. Okay, so I had a few questions here. Would love to hear more about Do or what's to come for Do this year.
Okay.
Do you want to spill any beans or shall we pass?
Spill myself? Beans.
Yes, my little bean. Actually, speaking of which, more wine.
Yeah, you get that. Oh, I wish I could drink more with you. I have to practice.
I wish we could just get wasted.
Me too. And just do like 8 podcasts. Like,
and you could even maybe teach me a TikTok.
Ooh. Aw. Okay, well, we'll have to do that one day. People want to know about Do. I love how invested people are in Do. It's so fun.
It's incredible.
I just obviously, and I say this about Spade and Sparrows, I say this about Do, I want to just keep expanding Do and always listening to the feedback of what people want to see. And so I know, I mean, I guess I could tease it a little bit that we have something really exciting coming out in the winter.
Yes.
And I just love seeing how happy people get about these products.
I actually really love how much you involve your audience. Ugh. And it's the same with the vinyls.
Well, they are the reason.
Yep.
It's literally
the reason you do it.
I would be stupid not to listen to them and not to want to make them happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. And when you do your wine club appearances, which is, I think, so I know one's coming up, they really, really love that they get to connect with you. But what I like is you take that opportunity to listen to the feedback, which is incredible.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you do really care.
It's everything.
Do the stars get to pick each song that they dance to?
Wow, you can really dance.
Wow.
We don't get to pick the style, like not even Artem, even though he's the one that choreographs it. We don't get to pick the style. We got to send in a wish list of songs that we would love to dance to and why. And so then I wrote on my wish list, I wanted to dance to Stupid Love by Lady Gaga. I said I wanted to dance to my song with Jason. So they're good about listening to songs that you'd want to dance to.
Wait, can we talk about Lady Gaga tweeting about dance?
I can't.
Oh, that's insane. What were you thinking when you saw her tweet?
To be honest, I was like, I knew she would.
You would. You would. And this is why you are where you are today, my little bean.
I am so excited for, if I'm still here, not 80s week. Well, yeah, of course I'm excited for that. But the week after, we're dancing to one of my favorite artists. And I will die if he...
Can you tell us?
Not yet.
Oh, what?
I will die.
Okay, so everyone listening right now, you make sure that you vote next week between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. PST, because...
Text Caitlin to 215-23 during show hours, because I need to dance to this next artist and have
so
him tweet.
I'm so curious who it is. And him. Okay, that's our hint.
I'll mouth it to you.
Do you think you get to meet him?
No.
That is insane.
I know. So... Very excited.
Okay, everyone, please tweet.
Yeah.
Please tweet. Please vote.
But then also find out who it is, tweet him and be like, this one's for you.
And then we get a retweet from him.
I'll die.
Oh, okay. I can't wait. Okay, a couple more just because I'm just having so much fun here. So your family is not able to visit while you do this, right? So when can we get a podcast with Mama B?
Ooh.
To get her take on Dancing with the Stars.
You're going to get the whole family's take next week. When we do 80s week, we talk about my family. And so I'm going to interview my dad, my mom, and my sister all for a podcast to see their first memories of me in the 80s and how they think I'm doing on dancing.
But so you've never had your dad on the podcast, have you?
No, I did a fake podcast with him just for myself to have for the rest of my life because my dad is my hero. But yeah, I've never had him on.
I'm
He's
so excited
the most
for
precious.
This.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be next week.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you are at B Kintorn.
Oh my gosh. My toenail is actually going to fall off. It's black and blue. under there, it's black.
Your feet are looking rough.
They are so disgusting.
But fair enough with everything that you've been doing.
Yeah.
And oh, I was just gonna close this, but then I saw one question. Can you guess who wrote this?
Okay.
Who's her favorite twin? Who do you think saw that on my Instagram and commented?
Oh, who's your favorite twin? Oh, Adam and Grant, of course. I thought like twin of mine.
No, for sure.
Oh, Adam and Grant Mills are my favorite twins that exist.
I just saw it at the end. I was just about to close it, and I saw that my boyfriend met.
I love it. Like,
oh, the well, this was so much fun.
So fun. Oh my God, we're the what do we call ourselves? Bert and Ernie are back together again.
Bert and Ernie,
finally.
And this was incredible. I'm so glad that we actually get to see each other again, because that was cruel.
Thank you for getting tested all the time to come and see me.
No problem. I'm like, Kate, here we go. Just shove it up my nose. I know what's coming.
I know. I appreciate you. Thank you for interviewing me. That was fun.
Well, I am so ready to watch next week's Dancing with the Stars. Yes. I cannot wait to see 80s rumba?
80s no. Tango.
Tango.
Which is so not a tango style to do 80s, but we're making it work.
That's why I'm so curious to see what this is all going to play out.
Yeah, we're
making it work. So I guess we will have to wait, and good luck. We are all cheering you on.
Ugh, love you all so much.
We love you. Bye.
No, you have to say... We'll see you next Tuesday.
Everyone?
No. It's Grape Therapy. You have to say your session is now
ending. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday. And check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.